This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the Internet and satellite. A special shout-out goes out to all of our active-duty military veterans, as well as EMS, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, to keep us free and safe. To everybody working on the Third Watch right now, thanks for keeping America rolling along, especially our nation's truckers out there, the men and women getting it done coast to coast, border to border. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe, Gab, and Parler the same way. And don't forget to check out our website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com, simply thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. And joining us right now for hour number two, the professor of politics out there in California, IA, Kyle Warren. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
What's the weather like tonight?
Well, it's not too bad. It's pretty mild tonight, which I'm happy to say, but still going to be in the 80s or so as we head through the July 4th weekend.
Well, 80s are better than 100 plus.
That's exactly right, yes.
All right. You ready to say the pledge?
Absolutely.
All right. A pledge of allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize those two words, under God, because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, Kyle, yesterday, the Supreme Court delivered a major win for Republicans in voting rights pertaining to the case about the Arizona ballot harvesting, which I said right from the beginning was illegal and shouldn't have been allowed because it was the same thing you're doing in California, correct?
Right, that's right, ballot harvesting.
And this has dealt a devastating blow to the Democrats' election efforts because now the Republicans have something to sink some teeth in to go after Stacey Abrams.
Well, exactly right. Nancy Pelosi is calling the decision by the Supreme Court of the United States, quote, an unprecedented assault on voting rights. And Senate Majority Chuck Schumer calls it jaw-dropping and unconscionable. And, you know, Captain, they just absolutely are just apoplectic about this because they can't really control things the way they want to control. It's not about voting rights. It's about not being able to, to do exactly what they want to do to the Supreme Court. Pack the vote, and then now they want to pack the court. So this is what some Democrats, a lot of Democrats evidently are calling for in response to the Supreme Court decision. So here they go again, mad at another co-equal branch of government because it's not doing their bidding. Get a load of that. I mean, that is really something.
Now, I'm going to try to be polite, and I'm going to try to hold it back a little bit, but you mentioned Nancy Pelosi, the wicked witch of the West, right?
Right.
That's what I call her, the Wicked Witch of the West. Here I go. Nancy Pelosi is an insult to anyone's intelligence if they take her seriously and believe that she's the queen that she thinks she is. She can be dethroned. We have an opportunity to do it this time around, and by God, we better get off our fat butts and get the hell out there and do what it takes to take control of the Congress of the United States and retire her once and for freaking all.
Well, exactly right. And the very fact, Captain, that the Democrat Party elite, Nancy Pelosi, Chuck Schumer, and others, the very fact that they are not wanting to work with them, the system, and they've already won so much, the White House, and majorities in both houses, this kind of thing, they're not willing to work within the system. They want to make the system just work for them. This is, again, just it's laid bare now.
I don't care to work with them under any circumstances whatsoever. They are an assault on our constitutional republic.
Well, they certainly don't want to go through, the regular processes here. You have to have an independent court, and they don't want that.
By the way, for what it's worth, the Republican senators are probably going to block the riot commission that Nancy Pelosi just put together.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, very, very, very possible. And again, because it just doesn't seem like it's a legitimate, really actually looking for facts or truth or any of those kinds of things.
Do you not know why it's being put together?
Why is that?
To vilify anybody that supported Donald Trump, either in the House of Representatives, in the Senate, or in the country.
Oh, sure. Well, exactly right. The idea that somehow every single person who voted for Donald Trump because they liked energy independence, they liked plentiful jobs, they liked the, all these different things that were happening under Donald Trump, immigration, that they're somehow tied to extremist groups.
Now, let's throw a little bit of sand with some cow manure in it on Nancy Pelosi's San Francisco district. You ready?
Yep.
A collapsing San Francisco is about to lose a large portion, again, of its residents. About 30% have already left or moved or stated they're going. And there seems to be another 30% that are in the same boat saying, as soon as we can get it done, we're out of here. And most of them are going where, Kyle?
A lot of people going to Florida or Texas.
Well, not Florida. Texas is the number one place they're going to. Texas. And the Democrats are only fueling the fire by continuing to do what they do in San Francisco. And soon you'll have nothing but the homeless people that are living on the streets, living in the buildings, because they'll go, oh, well, we've got government money, and we're going to put you up in this building, and you're going to have three hots and a cot. I can hear it now.
Yeah, San Francisco is in a spiral at this point.
All right, hold that thought. Here comes the music. And, folks, if you think we're having fun yet, wait till we come back. This is the Captain's America Third Watch. Don't go anywhere. We're coming right back. Kyle Warner, professor of politics, and myself. Don't go nowhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Attention Americans with an IRA or 401k. This is a message from the desk of Chuck Norris. It reads, fellow Americans, today we are facing uncertain times. Higher taxes, higher inflation, higher government spending, and higher debt. As a result, millions of Americans could see their life savings disappear. Now, I worked hard for my money, and I've worked even harder to keep it. And there's a small secret I learned along the way to keep Uncle Sam's hands out of my pocket. Let me show you right now. Pick up your phone and call 866-967-2808 and speak to a professional at Goldco to get a free copy of my 2021 special report. That's 866-967-2808. Call now and you'll learn the simple steps I took to protect myself. Now is not the time to sit back. It's time to fight back. Call 866-967-2808 and ask for my 2021 special report. If you don't fight for your money, who will? Call 866-967-2808 now.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R-T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
With Captain Matt Bruce. Hi, this is Mark Walters from Armed American Radio, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
That was so good I had to play it twice because Mark didn't get chewed up right. Oh, well, thank you very much, Mark Walters, host of Armed American Radio. You'll hear him on many of these same stations over the weekend. And this portion of the program brought to you by our mutual friend, Mike Lindell from MyPillow, who, by the way, I have been told will be in Sarasota Saturday. We'll wait and see. He's apparently going to be making a, you know, guess who just showed up type deal, but we'll see. Now, MyPillow has got a website, MyPillow.com. They've got a lot of great products there. It's not just about pillows anymore. It's about slippers. It's about sheets. It's about mattress covers. It's about mattress toppers, which I have one of those, and it's very good. Thank you very much. Helping my back out greatly, I might add. Beats buying a mattress. You just put the topper on there, and boom, you got it. But I will say this. All you got to do is go to their website, MyPillow.com. That's MyPillow.com. Go there and check it out and see all the things they've got. And then when it asks you for your promo code so you can save some money, you give them the word Captain. Captain. That's all you got to do. Captain. And you got it. MyPillow.com. Use the promo code Captain. All right, Kyle Warner, professor of politics, is back. Let us say, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
You know, during the break, we were talking about Facebook and some friends of ours. And do you remember Suzy Q?
I do, yes.
Suzy Q was very big on Facebook. And they banned her not once, not twice, but three different times. Actually, they put her in Facebook jail, I guess they call it. And the third time, she just wouldn't back off with what she was doing. They banned her for life.
Oh, really? Wow. Yeah.
So she's gone off Facebook. She's actually back under a different name, and I'm not going to say what it is because they'll ban her again if they know about it. But anyway, she's back under a different name. And this is what happens when you get these holier-than-thou social media companies that think they can do whatever they want. Because right now, they've come out and they're banning people that they're targeting, rather, certain users with extremism warnings. Now, one of them was with me yesterday, my buddy George. They warned him for being extreme, and they put him in Facebook jail for 30 days and this, that, and the other. And he just kind of laughed at him and said, well, I'm going to use my other page, which he is, because he's got several groups he's in, and that's the advantage of being in a group. But this is all too common right now.
Well, it sure is, and some people are getting warnings saying that you may have been exposed to extremist content, and do you need help with this, and stuff like that. And
yeah, but the kind of help they're talking about is psychological help.
Well, I'm glad you mentioned it, because that's exactly what they are talking about. And so, you know, I don't know, Captain, I think so many people feel like they're adults, they can handle things, and they can discern, you know, content. But yet, there's a lot of folks, I guess, who are in charge of these things that want to discern content before you ever get to make a decision about it.
Now, there was a professor yesterday who gave a chilling link to China, which was exposed, after he got done praising Dr. Fauci for the lab link denial, which we now know is becoming more and more legitimate by the day, that there was a link to Fauci, to the lab, that there was a leak there as well coming out of the lab, and this is getting worse all the time.
Yes, exactly right. Yeah, the professor, he had been praising Fauci and thanked him for basically downplaying the idea that the COVID-19 virus came out of the Wuhan Institute. We found out that this particular person does have close ties to China, including members of the party there. So, I mean, you know, it doesn't get much better than that, I guess.
Now, a couple things happened yesterday that were milestones. Number one, the United States has handed over Bagram Airfield to the Afghans after being there nearly 20 years.
That's exactly right.
And we have left the airfield.
Mm-hmm. That's right. So now we haven't completely pulled out of the country yet, but this is a major, major step in that direction. And of course, what's going to happen to this airfield, Captain? What do you think? Who's going to be in charge of it? And then also be in charge of stuff that can come into the area?
I'd say it's a matter of days before the Taliban make that an all-out effort to take control of that airport.
Yep, exactly. Exactly right. And so we're going to, once again, begin to fall into the idea of the warlords in the area, because they're going to, you know, have to, you know, deal with the Taliban on their own. My goodness, you know, we're going to start seeing a real degradation of any kind of consistency in Afghanistan.
Now, the Boy Scouts of America got themselves into some trouble a while ago, correct?
That's true.
They have reached a pivotal agreement with some of the victims of the sexual harassment and other cases involving their scout leaders and whatnot. And apparently several $1 million are about to be paid out by the Boy Scouts.
Yes, exactly. I think this is, $750 million, I think.
That's a big amount of money.
Yes, exactly. It's a huge amount of money, and it's a very, very sad thing. Scouting has been, such a wonderful thing for so many young men in this country for many, many years. But obviously, where wrongs have been done and so forth, there has to be accountability, no doubt about that.
Now, I have always liked Shaquille O'Neal for his play on the basketball court and the fact that he was always a pretty good sport, even when losing. And, I always liked that in somebody. LeBron James, on the other hand, is a hothead. And yesterday, Shaquille O'Neal called out LeBron James' NBC schedule criticism, saying, "I don't complain and I don't make excuses."
Well, that's because Shaq is a real class act. He always has been. Shaquille O'Neal is somebody who expands the game. He expands the fandom of the game, and also he runs in all these different areas of entertainment and news and so forth. And he's really one of a kind in advertising as well. I think you described it just right. And then LeBron James seems to be a different kind of a player in that regard.
Do you know anybody who wants to be a police officer?
Not somebody who wants to become one at this point, no.
Guess who's hiring?
Who's that?
The city of Minneapolis.
Oh, no kidding. Well,
a judge has ordered the city of Minneapolis to hire more police officers to get their crime problem under control. A judge has ordered.
Well, you're going to have a lot of Democrat spokespeople and Democrat members of the administration, I'm sure, who will be happy to run over there and explain how people with clipboards are so much more effective than police officers on these, violent calls that they have to go on. I'm being a little facetious, obviously, but you see, Captain, here's a judge who actually sees what the issue is and how do you deal with the ongoing rampant ever worsening issue. You have to have more police. You have to have more law enforcement.
Right. And the whatever they call them with the clipboards that are going to run into situations where people have got guns and they may be shooting at each other and are going to go, wait a minute, time out. We need to talk about this. Look, I'm going to put everything down over here, and now you put everything down over here, and we'll talk back and forth, and we'll get this all settled. Next thing you'll hear is kabang, and the bad person will be laying on the ground.
Unfortunately, yes. And we're, again, because it's so facetious, it's so weird that people actually believe that is somehow the solution, in terms of, in other words, the idea of trying to talk people down and so forth is part of the larger scope of everything. And guess what? Police officers have to do this kind of thing all the time. It's part of the demonization of the police, and to make it look like they're only one-note musicians or something. They can only play one thing. No, they play a variety of things because they have to.
That they call that a one-hit wonder.
Yeah, exactly. Yes. Yeah, well, in other words, they don't have just one capability. They don't run in and guns blazing. I mean, this is ridiculous. But that's the kind of narrative that is set up in order to destabilize law enforcement in this country. See, there's a larger issue at play there.
Oh, and by the way, it kind of sounds like as if the infrastructure bill isn't going to happen.
Right, not unless eventually they'll get it through in terms of a of reconciliation. There'll be a lot more call for that. But infrastructure, American people, they want infrastructure. But they want infrastructure to be actual infrastructure and not whatever the Democrats say infrastructure is.
Yeah, you got it. All right, hold that thought. All right, folks, coming back with more, Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. And when we come back, the NFL has just doled out the largest fine ever. We'll tell you what it's for, and we'll tell you what team got it. I'll be right back. Kathy, take us to the break.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
You USA Radio News with Wendy King.
In Surfside, Florida, Miami-Dade County Mayor Daniela Levine-Cava said structural engineers checked out the remaining portion of the collapsed condominium and deemed it okay for rescuers to continue searching for survivors.
Our team of engineers is doing ongoing testing and evaluation as we work to expand the search area.
The president met privately with the families of those who are missing and those who lost their lives.
They know that the chances are, as each day goes by, diminish slightly. But at a minimum, they want to recover the bodies.
California has scheduled a September 14th recall election that could drive Democratic Governor Gavin Newsom from office. Being a Democratic state, polls show that Newsom would beat back the effort to remove him. This is USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877.
From Armed American Radio, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yes, you are, and make sure you catch Mark on his weekend show, the Monster Cast of Armed American Radio, Sunday nights from 8 to 11 Eastern Time on many of these same stations. Well, you know, this part of the program brought to you by Geico, Geico Insurance. Geico.com is the website, G-E-I-C-O.com, the website. And they've been saving people money for more than 75 years, and they're currently the second largest personal auto insurer in the country, insuring over 21 million drivers. Now, all you got to do is trot on over to their website, geico.com, G-E-I-C-O, and tell them you want to get a cost comparison on your car or truck insurance, whatever it is you're driving. Maybe you've got a boat, maybe you got an RTV, a motorcycle, or an RV as well. You can get that also appraised for an insurance rate. And then again, the cheapest way to really bundle your insurance is to add the house that you own, the apartment you rent, or the condo that you rent, because all that added together will lower your car insurance. And that's the best way to do it. That's the way I've done it. So go over to Geico, G-E-I-C-O, geico.com, and make sure that you get a rate comparison, and you'll know right away whether or not they can save you money like they have been doing for me for a number of years. And knock on wood, if you're a safe driver, you get a 10% discount every year on your automobile insurance, and that's a good thing. All right, Kyle Warner, professor of politics, is back. What did you say, Kyle?
Hey, Captain.
Okay, what's going on in the chat room?
Well, we got Jeff in the chat room right now, as a matter of fact, and he's put up his Dr. Fauci graphic.
Yeah.
Whenever we mention Dr. Fauci, Jeff is right there. We've got the Dr. Fauci graphic right there.
Yep, the big quack quack.
Yep.
All right, well, Kyle, the NFL doled out their largest fine ever to who?
Well, it looks like they've actually fined three different teams, the Cowboys, 49ers, and Jaguars.
Okay, but the individual team I'm talking about is the Washington football team, who got nailed after they were investigated for sexual misconduct. They got tagged with the highest dollar fine ever yesterday.
Wow, that is, yes, you're right about that. They're right, and that goes together. Now, that's a much bigger fine, but there are other teams that got fined for organized team activity violations, and there were $100,000 here, $50,000 there, $200,000 there. So
this one's in the millions.
Yeah, wow, that's amazing.
Yep, so the NFL is going to have plenty of money to operate this year.
No kidding. Yep.
Yeah, and I guess that the owner there, Daniel, whatever his name is, the guy that owns FedEx, or does he own FedEx? I think he does.
I'm not exactly sure. He might be. Yeah.
Yeah, because it's FedEx Stadium they play in, I think.
Mm-hmm.
All right, but anyway, now the Chicago mayor Lori Lightfoot is playing the role of the victim because crime is crippling her liberal city, and God forbid if it be her fault.
Well, you know, she's got herself in some pretty bad swedges here of stuff that she said in the past and just exactly what's happening in her city. So again, it's a deflection. It's an attempt to try to take over the story on this thing. But everybody with eyes can see, you know, what's happening in Chicago. It doesn't take a rocket scientist.
Yeah, Jeff is saying his guy's name is Dan Schneider.
Dan Schneider, yeah.
Yeah, okay, very good. All right, now, also, Don Limmel, CNN's Don Limmel. Critics have been jumping all over him for saying that adoption should be handled by the state, never a church.
Isn't that something? He said this on a podcast, evidently, that he does with Cuomo, Chris Cuomo over there. You know, it's really, you know, he's up in arms because the Catholic sisters, you know, who won their case.
Yeah, Little Sisters of the something or another.
Exactly. So he's evidently up in arms about that. But I'll just say this, that, you know, the sisters, obviously, they're going through adoption procedures and helping people. They're doing that to serve the Lord, right? But in Don Lemon's case, I think, it's just the state serves itself in this kind of thing. And but what the Little Sisters were talking about is that they weren't trying to impose things on people. They wanted to be free to practice their religion as they understand it and not have state interference. But, you know, Don Lemon, I think, wants just, I guess, why stop there? Why doesn't the state just do everything?
Yeah, that's very true. And, folks, I'm talking to Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, host of the Kyle Warren Show. All right, here's one for you. When did you ever think I would be reporting something about car break-ins? And the reason I'm doing it is because it's in San Francisco, and they are up 750% in San Francisco.
Yes. This is huge. And this goes together with what we were talking about earlier of people leaving the San Francisco Bay in the Bay Area, basically. In fact, Captain, people are leaving California so much so that now I'm seeing not one but two reports in the last few days about how people are getting scammed by these scammer moving companies that are taking their money and then absconding with it or absconding with their stuff. But so many people are moving out of California that it's a hotbed for fraud now. But they're moving out. They're moving out of San Francisco for good reason, and the 750% increase is just a major part of that.
Wow.
Yeah, this is big-time stuff. And not only that, there's a prominent YouTuber I like to listen to from time to time. He moved out of San Francisco. He said people are walking up and down the street telling people, get out of this neighborhood, we don't want you in our neighborhood, et cetera, et cetera. And they listened. It was getting pretty bad.
Now, the Congressional Budget Office is supposed to be independent. Is that correct?
Yes. Yes, exactly.
All right. Well, they've said that the federal budget deficit will once again hit $3 trillion this year, $746 billion more than its estimate 5 months ago when Donald Trump was still in the picture.
Yeah, well, of course. I mean, you know, the deficit now is, and the Democrats will not worry about the deficit as much as they used to under Trump or under a Republican. This is going to balloon like you wouldn't believe. Inflation going out of control, unfortunately.
Well, inflation is the hidden tax.
Well, of course it is. Of course it is. I mean, this is a, something that is going to really start to affect everybody from all walks of life, and unfortunately, the Biden administration is not going to be able to handle it. We're bound for the days of Jimmy Carter on steroids, and of course, but what let us out of Carter, and that was Reagan. And I think people are going to be feeling the pain, and they're going to say these Democrats have taken us over a cliff. You know, we had jobs. Yes, COVID came, but we were poised to recover from COVID. But here came the Democrats with these failed policies that you can point to in history and show where it failed, and it'll be something like you've never seen.
Jeff is saying, interesting how the Democrats' separation of church and state only works one way.
Only works one way. That's exactly right. Because now, as we mentioned just briefly earlier, the Hyde Amendment, the Democrats are getting rid of the Hyde Amendment, and that means they want federal dollars to pay for abortions. And this is something that has been a block for a very, very long time.
As well, it should have been.
That's right. And so here we go. It's like they just don't care what the American people want.
All right, now the Biden administration says they're going to send response teams to unvaccinated areas to provide vaccination in lieu of the variant threatening many.
Well, that's right, and this is what's going on. And even you know, as we talked about before, the L.A. County, health department, they want to, you know, give you the idea you need to wear a mask inside. It's not a mandate, but it's all about the Delta variant. And so, but I will say this though, you know, obviously, you know, trying to get more people vaccinated is on the right track. There, so many have been vaccinated in our country, but early on, you remember Kamala Harris. Will you take the vaccine? Well, not if it comes from Trump, but only if Dr. Fauci tells me it's okay. It was the Democrat candidates at the time who began to sow the seeds of maybe we shouldn't take this vaccine because it's coming from Donald Trump. Like Donald Trump has experiment set in the basement of the White House where he's concocting a vaccine. It's so ridiculous.
Okay.
Yeah.
We're going to break. By the way, real quick, what I saw yesterday going over the bridge, coming back over to the house, to go to the studio, a little sticker said, we've both been vaccinated, while they were sitting in their vehicle, which was a convertible with the top down, and each one of them was wearing a mask. Way to go. Way to go. I'll be right back. Truckers Highway Bible Report coming up.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense, conservative talk.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away. At soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Everybody, this is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
This is Donna Fiducia.
And I'm Don Newen with Cowboy Logic Radio. When we're traveling the highways across America, we want to hear the Captain, Matt Bruce, and his Truckers Highway and Weather Report.
Always on top of things to help America's truckers roll. That's why we listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with retired Captain Matt Bruce live at 2 a.m. Eastern Time. Be safe and keep it between the lines.
You betcha. Thank you, Donna Fiducia. And Don, there's those guys up there and Carrollton, Georgia, just up the road a tad bit from Fort Benning, and a big hooah, everybody out there in Fort Benning. All right, the Truckers Highway and Byway Report, brought to you by the Pilot and Plane J nearest you. Pull on in there, tell them you were listening to me, the Captain, on the Captain's America Third Watch, and I said you'd get yourself a free hot cup of coffee if you pulled in there and said so. Now, the better part is before you leave, become a member of the Drivers Club, because you'll get points for the fuel you buy, points for the food you buy, and points for the supplies you buy in the trucker store. Get her done. Pilot and Flying J.
Who's that knocking on the door?
place, and that is Rod Stewart's original song done by him. When was that done, Kyle?
Well, Captain, that was done the very same year. If you were hearing that on the radio, you're also watching movies like Close Encounters, Saturday Night Fever, Star Wars, and Smokey and the Bandit, 1977.
Well, Smokey and the Bandit, I remember. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. I don't remember when that was on, but I played it all the time, so oh well. Mm-hmm. Okay, let me read the statement and then turn it over to you. We're going to have a lot of heat, thunderstorms, heavy rain, and Elsa, yep, get used to the name, Elsa coming towards South Florida. Now, excessive heat with hot temperatures will be common throughout the holiday weekend from the Northwest and Great Basin to the Upper Midwest. On Friday, thunderstorms and locally heavy rain are expected in the Eastern Carolinas and Southeast, with heavy monsoonal rain may be possible into the Southwest and Southern Rockies as Tropical Storm Elsa will gradually move into the Eastern Caribbean Sea by Monday and become a player for South Florida. Just don't know how much of a player. Go ahead, Kyle.
Well, thank you, Captain. Yes, so we're still watching those extreme heat, excessive heat warnings up in the Pacific Northwest. This is covering most of Washington State and Oregon, also most of northern Idaho up by Coeur d'Alene. Down in southern Idaho near Boise, we've also got excessive heat warning there as well. Looks like we also have an aerial flood warning. This around the area of Carlsbad, in southern New Mexico tonight. And then, of course, we still have those heat warnings going around most of Montana, either a fire weather warning or excessive heat warning through most of the state of Montana tonight. And, of course, just north of Redding, California, near Mount Shasta, we still have those fires burning, the lava fire, the salt fire. So be careful if you're coming up Interstate 5 through that part of California tonight.
Now, Central South Dakota, we got a fire watch going on right now, Aberdeen north to the North Dakota border, and then moving down into Oklahoma, coming across I-40, along I-40 to just west of Oklahoma City around El Reno. You've got rain, you've got some flooding in that with some heavy rain on down towards Lubbock, down towards Plainview, then coming across into central Oklahoma. You've got rain goes down about Ardmore down in that area, and also some flooding in that. There is some rain for us, patchy rain up in the middle of, the northernmost part and middle of Missouri around Columbia. Got a little bit of rain scattered in Arkansas up in the northeastern corner. Some rain around Lake Michigan right now. The western side of Lake Michigan up about 100 miles off the state line with Indiana. And then runs over I-80 and I-90 on that little short stretch of Indiana over to Chicago, and a little bit of rain up around Chicago tonight. Then we've got rain, some flood watches and warnings in northeastern Tennessee and the mountains of Virginia, also the eastern part of Kentucky, mountains of West Virginia, mountains of Maryland tonight. We've got some rain there and some possible flooding going on. Got a gale warning right now from the Nova Scotia line down towards Cape Cod, and we've got Elsa coming aboard. Now, Elsa is going to affect the Windward and Southern Leeward Islands right off the bat, Barbados today as well, Puerto Rico tonight, Southern Hispaniola by early tomorrow. There'll be flooding. There'll be mudslides possible. There's going to be a lot of rain with this. It's currently a tropical storm. We're not sure what type of interaction it's going to have with Cuba, but if it goes over the mountains, it'll slow it down. Won't be as powerful as what it could be. It may be a hurricane by the time it gets to Cuba. Don't know that yet either. Depends on what happens. But I will tell you that the entire state of Florida is inundated for early next week with rain, if nothing else. Now, Kyle, tell us how to hear your show.
Thank you, Captain. Yes, you can go to KyleWarrenShow.com.
And we'll talk to you tomorrow.
Sounds good.
All right, Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, everybody. And now we jump over to Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. And good morning to you.
Good morning.
And we got a lot of weather in the works here. I don't know if you heard me talking about the weather very long with Kyle, but we've got Elsa coming our way.
I'm watching it.
Yep, so we'll see. Now, the Trump Organization and their CFO were charged, and this appears to be a desperate grasp by this New York State Attorney General and the Manhattan District Attorney to try to get something, anything, on Donald Trump and or his organization. Tell me I'm wrong.
Well, I can't do that. What has happened here is there was a, you know, they've been looking at this for 3 years, and this is all they came up with. Now, I have listened to some of these experts in the last day on these charges, and virtually every one of them have said this is purely political.
Yep.
And if, in fact, if they took these charges and applied them equally across the board to corporations and whatnot across the country, we would be frog walking probably thousands upon thousands of other corporate leaders.
Sure.
For the same thing. So the chances of this sticking are pretty slim.
Right. But they're trying to squeeze this guy and see if they can get something out of him and whether or not he'll flip on Trump because they figure that he'll give them a plethora of information. That's what I'm hearing.
I doubt it. I doubt he'll flip.
Me too. All right, hold that thought. All right, folks, when we come back more, we're Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. And to sum it up with Eric Trump and what he had to say last night, pretty simple. He said, our family faces no charges because there's nothing to charge. And we'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense, conservative talk.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.